You're listening to SBS News.
For 3 months, father of two, Danish Gordy, has only been able to see his children through a patchy video chat on his phone.
Hey, Zara. Zara, missing Baba? Oh, give me kitty.
His wife returned to Pakistan to introduce their one-year-old daughter Zara to her grandfather, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. When the travel bans came into force, they immediately tried to fly home, missing a connecting flight by just 2.5 hours before the borders shut. Mr. Gordy says in that moment, the family's life changed forever.
It's very painful for me, and my life is completely changed. You can see my house is small, but without kids, is how empty it is. You can see all around the toys of my kids are here, but no one is here to play with them.
He says Zara is due for an immunisation, and two-year-old Mohammed Rayan needs to be enrolled in kindergarten. Their mother, Aruj Usman, says they have been sick due to the change of their food and milk in Pakistan. She just wants to come home.
My daughter, the first thing she says when she wakes up is Baba, calling her father. My son starts crying and see his father on the phone.
Mr. Gordy has applied 4 times for special consideration to allow his family to come home, but 4 times they've been rejected. The main reason listed to be granted a travel exemption is being a spouse, partner or guardian of an Australian citizen. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says it's a rule that's kept Australia safe.
If there are particular circumstances where for compassionate reasons they need to be in the country, then the Australian Border Force Commissioner is able to bring them into the country. But as a rule, we've closed our borders to everybody other than Australians.
Since February, the Home Affairs Department has received more than 1,300 applications for special consideration from non-citizens to come here. It has rejected about 20% as they don't meet the criteria, but Greens Senator Nick McKim says what those criteria actually entail is unknown.
We need to have the public release of all criteria against which applications are assessed. Ultimately here, if someone has a home, a family or a job in Australia, they should be allowed back into the country to resume their lives.
Senator McKim has written to the acting minister on behalf of thousands joining a social media campaign, claiming they are also stuck overseas, asking for them to be allowed to return home. Like Sydney couple Gonzalo Zabaleta and wife Luia Carrero have been in Colombia since late February. Their visas are due to expire in a few weeks. Mr. Zabaleta says the border closures have left them in danger of losing their home and the life they were building in Australia.
They close all the borders. From this day, life changed because we are desperate to come back home, come back to our jobs. We still have our jobs.
Mr. Gordy is offering to pay for 2 weeks in a hotel to quarantine his family if only he can get his children back.
Anyone like Prime Minister or like Home Affairs Minister, anyone come forward to help me. We are really devastated family. We need someone help.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.